There's never been a better time to get outside and experience the benefits of nature. Discover nearby trails and explore the outdoors with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your outside.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands in MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
Yo, it's Pete Hoffman filling in for Sal Licata on another episode of WFAN Daily Live as we talk about the MLB trade deadline that happened, took place today at 6 p.m. Obviously, Mets, Yankees both made moves. Follow me, by the way, at HoffWFAN, all that other good stuff. Like, subscribe, all that for this WFAN Daily Podcast. Appreciate you guys, especially if you missed one and only lifetime opportunity to see Frank the Tank and Sal Licata. Go back and check out previous episodes of WFAN Daily. Now, again, MLB trade deadline was today. And let's start with the New York Yankees, because out of both teams, the New York Yankees definitely had the biggest splash. Jazz Chisholm was the splashiest player, the biggest superstar to change hands. Obviously, Jack Flaherty is a name, was a big starting pitcher that moved. But name-wise, star power-wise, Jazz Chisholm is a legit superstar in baseball. And he went to the New York Yankees. And what they gave up to get Jazz wasn't really that bad, to be honest with you. And here comes a guy who is going to be able to play multiple positions. He's not just going to be here and be a second baseman. He's not going to be here and just be a center fielder. He's not going to be here and be a third baseman. He's going to play everything. So Jazz Chisholm, and you've sorted it already today, in Monday or Tuesday's game, he's playing third base. He played center field already. He's playing all over the diamond, and that's what Jazz Chisholm is going to bring to this team, versatility defensively. Now, listen, is he as crisp in one spot than another? Sure, I'm sure he's got skill sets that are going to work at different spots. But let's be serious. It is an upgrade of Jazz Chisholm playing third base over DJ LeMahieu. No questions asked. There's no better third baseman on this team than Jazz Chisholm at this moment in time. Now, could he take over Gleyber Torres? Should Gleyber Torres have been gone? That was a name that was getting thrown around for a long time that was like, okay, well, with Jazz being here, Gleyber's gone. Well, Gleyber's still here. And let's be serious. Over the past few weeks, he's been one of the – since he's been benched, Gleyber Torres has been the one guy that's actually been hitting consistently. So you got to kind of ride that hot hand as much as possible. And with everybody being as expensive as they were this trade deadline, maybe you would have got a key piece for Gleyber, but it was better. It was no one else was going to be an upgrade of Jazz Chisholm, and there was nobody else out there to bring offensively to this team that was going to be as sexy. Listen, Tommy Edman would have been a nice piece, but is he that much better than Gleyber Torres? I don't think so. Trust me. The Yankees are better off with Jazz Chisholm and Gleyber Torres on this team. DJ still here. Obviously, they didn't upgrade at first base, so Ben Rice is going to be here until Anthony Rizzo comes back. So that's what you're stuck with offensively. But that is maybe the biggest issue, because as you saw in Tuesday night's game against the Phillies, realistically, I mean, and Jazz is fitting perfectly here. I mean, here's a guy who was in Miami with a team with no discipline, with a team that basically was swing from your shoes. Who really cares? Just try to kill the ball, crush the ball, and good luck. There was no rules, no regulations in Miami. And if you saw what happened today, I mean, that team got ripped apart. everybody's basically gone. I mean, they have a few guys that are still there. Jake Berger's still around. Obviously, Sandy Alcantara didn't get traded because he's on the IL. And there's been a couple pieces, but that's still around. But for the most part, every big name, any sort of piece that wasn't nailed down bullpen-wise, they're gone. It's all gone. I mean, the Mets picked up Brosman. We'll get to them in a second. But they're gone. So clearly, they needed an overhaul in Miami, whether it was just because the managing, the no discipline, whatever the case is. But now you see Jazz come to New York, 4 home runs in 2 games. 4 home runs in 2 games from Jazz Chisholm. I mean, that is a nice start to your Yankee career. Obviously, he played on Sunday night as well, but the 4 home runs in Philadelphia is really pretty. It's pretty special, and especially with Aaron Judge's bat, the second one. But that being said, like he clearly has the energy to keep up with Aaron Judge, keep up with Juan Soto. Like those three guys are scary. That just lengthened the Yankees lineup that much. But now, unfortunately, it's still back to that point of it's a little too little, because Verdugo, Grisham, Volpe's kind of died a little bit out. Listen, he had a couple big home runs recently, but again, his bats still need more from him. Austin Wells has been a little bit better, but it doesn't seem like the team is getting big hits if it's not for if it's not Aaron Judge, if it's not Juan Soto, and now Jazz Chisholm. Those are the three guys. I mean, up until they went to the extra innings, it was Jazz Chisholm 5, Phillies 4. Let's be serious here. You know, 2 home runs, 1 and 3 run shot, and he had that fielder's choice early in the game. So he's creating runs, he's creating opportunities, which is great. But they need to have more offense. So maybe the approach is going to change. Maybe just the life of having those three guys in your lineup of Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, and Jazz Chisholm, maybe that's going to be able to be like a trickle-down effect to the rest of the lineup, which hopefully that does happen. Now, they also got Mark Leiter Jr., which is a solid piece in the bullpen. I'm not going to sit here and say he's going to be a game changer. I'm not going to sit here and say he's going to take over the closer role. I think he's had that opportunity with Chicago, and he kind of failed a few times. But he is a decent bullpen arm. I think there's been moments where they used him multiple innings. So he can go more than one, which is good, because you're relying a lot on Michael Tonkin. And let's be serious here. Michael Tonkin, I mean, thankfully they got out of it and they won that game with Michael Tonkin. But you know, starting with the Mets this year, going back and forth with a few different teams, coming back to the Mets, getting DFA'd again, and then going to the Yankees, finally finding a home. I mean, he's pitched a lot of innings. He's been effective. There's been some moments where he gets blown out. But to bring in Mark Leiter Jr., to have someone like that, should be able to at least lengthen out that bullpen, have another reliable arm in there. And that hopefully will go with when Scott Efros comes back. And if Ian Hamilton comes back, I mean, those are the type of guys that you're going to rely upon towards the playoff push. You know, you have some arms right now that Tommy Canley has not been as effective as he was prior to his injury issues. So you just needed more bullpen arms. So not a bad deal, not the best. And then they brought the guy De Los Santos, or I'm blanking on his name now, but from San Diego. That's another guy that should be able to help out. So you do have bullpen help here, and you do have Jazz Chisholm. Those three pieces are good enough. They really are. Listen, Carlos Rodon is such an every other day pitcher. It's frustrating. But on the good days, he's going to carry you. Luis Gil, same thing. You know, Luis Gil's had his moments where he's been ace-like. You know, it just is not as consistent as it was in the beginning of the season. Nestor Cortes can't pitch on the road. End of story. It's like you're just trying to find a way to get him to pitch at home as much as possible. And then hopefully eventually Clark Schmidt comes back and helps you out. So there are enough in this in this pitching rotation, and obviously Marcus Stroman, Gerrit Cole. I know Gerrit Cole had to take the day off today. Wasn't feeling good. But think about this. You get Will Warren to start the game and you get the win. I mean, that's something right there. Didn't pitch the greatest, gave up a 3-run home run to Austin Hayes, but still, you got the win at the end of the day. And that's what matters. So it's not great that Gerrit Cole had to miss, but you were able to find a way to be victorious. As far as the Mets go, and again, I think that the Yankees, I wouldn't give them more than a B+, but Jess Chisholm is the reason why it's a B+. I think Mark Leiter is like a B- type of thing. You know, again, the other reliever, Del Santos. I don't have his name in front of me right now, and I apologize. He's okay. He's good. But again, Mark Leiter seems like they're going to rely upon more than anybody else. And I think he's going to be – he missed some time too. Missed a couple – a few weeks here and there. Was on the IL. So he's got some more bullets in the chamber, I think, compared to other people. But overall, Yankees did a good job. Not a great job. B+, if you want to give him an A-, because again, Jazz Chisholm already, like I said, has really started to make this team. He's starting to click. He just needed a change of place, and that's what happens sometimes. That's what happens when a superstar goes to a new place, new home, loves Derek Jeter, loves the New York Yankees. It's golden. So he's starting to pick it up. He's looking great, and the Yankees are winning with him. So that's a good thing.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
As far as the Mets go, you had Paul Blackburn, which they needed to get. He is not this huge upgrade. He's not an ace of a staff type of thing, but he's better than Tyler McGill. And that's basically what every move was. Jesse Winker was better than DJ Stewart. Paul Blackburn, better than Tyler McGill. Barazaban from Miami, who I actually like. You know, his ERA is okay. He the past few innings, he's looked much, much better. About a strikeout per inning type of guy. You know, doesn't walk as much, about 3-1 strikeout to walk ratio. He's not a bad pitcher. Has control, so that's good too. Definitely an upgrade from a lot of the pitchers that we've seen over the past few months that have been DFA'd left and right. Phil, Jake Diekman, who's gone now. You name it. I mean, Adam Ottavino, I don't know if he's still going to stick around, but we've seen some really bad relief pitchers come in and leave. Adrian Hauser is no longer here. Brazaban is a much better pitcher than him. So you got him. You got the pitcher from the Rays who was pitching with the Long Island Ducks. I guess that's an upgrade. you bring him in. You got Phil Maton, Jesse Winker, Paul Blackburn. Overall, it's a decent trade deadline for them. Again, the moves they needed to upgrade at their positions. I wish they did have an extra bat. I wish they brought in somebody that was a little bit more of like a powerful hitter that was going to be a difference maker. Listen, you love what's going on right now with Lindor. You love what's going on right now with Martinez, Vientos, obviously Alonso. You'd like to see a little bit more out of. Same with McNeil. Same with Nimmo. Nimmo's kind of been a little funky lately. But I was hoping for a big bat. I just like that. I like that reassurance that at any point in time, you can go to somebody and have that power threat. Jesse Winker's not a power threat. Jesse Winker's a threat. He's a pain in the ass. But he's not this power bat that we're going to scare you. He's a left-handed hitter. Okay, good. He's what DJ Stewart couldn't do. Okay, good. He was a pest to the Mets. Is he going to be a pest to other teams? I hope he is. I hope so. And then, overall, it was a decent deadline for the Mets. I would say more like B minus. You know, obviously, Senga going down, it's frustrating because what could have been that you kind of have that ace. But let's be serious. Between Sean Manaea and Luis Severino, I mean, you have two pitchers right there, two starting pitchers who have taken, you know, the team on their back. Sean Manaea looked great with the Mets today versus the Minnesota Twins. 11 strikeouts, 7 innings, no runs. I mean, that's what else could you ask for? I mean, that's legitimately, like, what else do you want out of him? They went back to Ryan Stanek, who, again, was another pickup. Looked better. Only 2 outs, but they went to Edwin Diaz for the 4-out save, but got out of it. No runs. That's what you need. So, however they're doing it, another win for the Mets. Again, I would say they got a lot of bullpen help, and you can argue that any of the bullpen arms they got are still better than anybody that they had in the bullpen prior, whether it's Stanek, whether it's Maton, whether it's Barazaban, whether it's the guy they got from Tampa. You could argue that any of those names are better than what they had in the bullpen prior. Again, Josh Walker moved to the Pirates, got claimed, and they got somebody off of in that deal, which is great. But again, I was hoping that maybe they would have been on a Flaherty. Maybe it was never about the Mets giving up the farm system. That's the one thing I want to say. Like, again, they did a decent job of doing that, not trading the farm system. But I was hoping that maybe, just maybe, David Stearns would have looked at Steve Cohen and said, listen, you got a ton of money. We can make a splash right here and get an ace type starting pitcher. Somebody, even if it's just with control, whatever it is, we could do it. It's going to take money. It's not going to take prospects. And I think they could. I know Flaherty went to the Dodgers for a haul. The Dodgers continue to get richer with that. You know, they bring in Jack Flaherty, which was important to them, obviously, with Yamamoto going down. Kershaw came back, but who knows what's going to happen with him, you know, how he's going to handle, the rest of the second half of the season, if he's going to be healthy, if he's going to go deep into games. Who knows, you know, Dustin May couldn't return because he had that issue with the esophagus, had esophagus surgery. So, they were in, seemed like a desperate need for a starting pitcher as well. And that's the whole thing, is this trade deadline seemed like it was a seller's market. They had teams buy, you know, the gonads, basically, and they weren't budging. Teams weren't budging. Now, the Marlins went on a fire sale. The Tampa Bay Rays went on a fire sale, but they seemed to get a lot back. Tanner Scott went for a ton, goes to the San Diego Padres. Padres are making a run at it, and again, it's like the Padres always find a way to get the guys that everybody else wants. Think about what the Padres have done. Now, I understand maybe they're not in the playoffs every year, but in 2022, they went a lot farther than the Mets and Yankees. They just did. But they've, over the years, they've picked up names like Manny Machado. They obviously have Fernando Tatis Jr., but they brought in Yu Darvish. They brought in, you know, Dylan Cease. They brought in Blake Snell. They brought in Josh Hader. Now they're bringing in Tanner Scott, along with the numerous amounts of other names that they've brought in, you know, at the deadlines or in the offseason when people are dying for big-time players. They continue to find ways to make splashes, and they continue to, you know, Juan Soto. They had Juan Soto, and then they traded away Juan Soto. They continue to find a way to make these big splashes every year, and it's nice to see them go for it. Now, what does it ultimately mean? We'll find out. You know, it doesn't mean anything right now because they haven't won anything. They've been in the playoffs in 2020, which I don't really count. 2020 is a, you know, BS year, but they were in there. I guess you can count that. But in 2022, they did go far. They went to the NLCS. They went much further. They knocked out the Mets. We all know that. And they went to the NLCS. So we'll see if the San Diego Padres have enough now to make a real playoff run right now. The Mets, though, keeping their spot in the wild card race. But yeah, so overall, decent trade deadline. There's a lot of bullpen arms going back and forth. Ursig was traded away from the A's. A bunch of teams were kind of in on it on bullpen arms, and that was kind of like the trend. Not many starting pitchers, not many offensive batters, not many big all-stars, not many big names left teams. There was a ton of pitching, starting pitching, that was left out there, whether it was Tarik Skubal, whether it was Crochet, whether it was Luis Robert, another, you know, Chicago White Sox. I don't know what the hell they were doing. I know they got rid of Eloy Jimenez, but again, so many pieces that they are not the sexiest, but Luis Robert probably could have got you a haul, and so could Crochet, but in the end, they didn't do enough. And that's that. I mean, overall, decent trade deadline. Mets and Yankees locally, both together, I give a B effort for it. But I think that the Yankees got the best name. Jess Chisholm, definitely the best name, the superstar. He himself is an A+. He just is. Mark Leiter, I don't know if he's going to be the difference maker in the bullpen that you want. But again, it definitely helps bulk up that bullpen a little bit. Could you have used this a starting pitcher? Could you have used to move Gleyber Torres and brought somebody else in here? I think it gives you enough weapons for now. You just need the rest of the team to wake up. Not a bad trade deadline. I wish there was some more news, better news. But the good news is both teams won. Both teams won today. And let's be serious. You know, you got Clay Holmes in the back of the end of the bullpen who comes in the ninth inning. It's not a clean inning. And then can't defend Gleyber Torres anymore because, I mean, geez, couldn't turn a simple double play. This was not, get the ball out quicker. He dropped the ball. He dropped the ball, which allowed them to get the extra innings. But you just have, you still have all the same quirks that you had prior. You just hope that now Jazz Chisholm adds more length to that lineup that you can continue to score runs and not have to rely on other guys. So thank you for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily. BT and Sal tomorrow will be on after the Yankee game. So they will not be on at 10 a.m. Mark Mullis is filling in from 10 a.m. to 11:55. And then the Yankee game, an early Yankee game at 12:30. But BT and Sal will be filling in after. They'll be filling in for the afternoon show of Evan and Tiki. So go check them out. They will also be on SNY as well. So go watch that if you want to watch it or listen to whatever it is. But BT and Sal will be there tomorrow. I will not be there, but I'll be back Thursday with the team, 10 a.m. To 2 p.m. With BT and Sal on WFAN. Again, thank you for listening, subscribing, all that good stuff. Check me out at Hoff WFAN. And listen, let's keep on winning. And let's go Mets fans for Yankees, as we need the Yankees to just sweep the Phillies to let the Mets get closer to that NL East Division, baby. All right, catch you later. See ya.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.